It is day one of the 2016 Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord, podcaster for the Film Festival, and here with my very first guest of the morning. Thank you both for being here. I'm sitting across from Troy Thomas, director, and Christopher Marshall, DP and editor, for a film that is screening this afternoon, Thursday, at 4 at the Violet Crown, called Liberty and Slavery, The Paradox of America's Founding Fathers. Troy, thank you for coming by. Tell us what the film is about first, your documentary.
Liberty and Slavery is basically about the Founding Fathers. It really addresses the question of how is it possible that these men, the founders, could be champions of liberty, as we all know, but at the same time, they could also be champions of slavery. They could be embracing both things simultaneously.
And this is a paradox that we discuss all the time here in Charlottesville, because of this, you know, the specter of Thomas Jefferson up the hill. I didn't grow up here. I grew up on the West Coast, and this is a discussion that in the 25 years I've lived here, we've never really had a resolution for. So tell me about the film and how you are approaching this question, this paradox, this liberty and slavery, the paradox of America's founding fathers.
Well, exactly what you said is that when I looked around, I didn't see a documentary or a movie that really directly addresses. You hear a lot about the history of, the U.S. Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, but I didn't see a documentary that really directly addressed that paradox that we're talking about.
So how do you approach it as a filmmaker?
Well, I think what we tried to do was embrace both sides of the issue, and we didn't want to have this picture of these demigods, the founders, that were perfect men or angels, and by the same time we did not want to paint a picture that was very simplistic that said they're just a bunch of racists and, you know, they were men of their times and they did terrible things. I think the truth is really somewhere in between those two things, and we tried to present both sides of that argument.
So did you find yourself, you said there are two sides here, two visions of these men, and they were all white men, and many of them from the South, our founding fathers, were slaveholders. Some of them released their slaves, some of them didn't, some of them procreated with their slaves. So do you make these distinctions when talking about the founders, and did you find yourself like threading a needle between these two views, or are they so disparate that you had kind of a broad avenue to drive down?
I think each of the founders is different in his own right. I mean, some of them, like John Adams, never had any slaves. Some of them, like Thomas Jefferson, you mentioned, he had 607 slaves during his lifetime. He never freed them. George Washington had multiple slaves. He never freed them during his lifetime, but he freed them in his will. So you have a wide spectrum of founders that had different views about slavery, and, you know, not to really give anything away, but the phrase "all men are created equal" is kind of a central theme in our documentary. What did the founders mean when they said that? And that's kind of the different viewpoints that we give.
So I'm sitting in the filmmaker's lounge with Troy Thomas, director, whom we just heard from, and Christopher Marshall, the DP and editor. And in case you have any doubt that we're live here at the film festival, you can hear the Dixieland music playing in the background, which seems somehow appropriate to this topic. Chris, if you can lean in a little closer to the mic and tell me about your role as DP, director of photography, cameraman, and editor, and how you got involved in this project and what you brought to it.
Well, Troy and I worked together, same company, Troy's company, Inertia Films, and when we started this project, we were traveling around to a lot of different locations. We went to Monticello, Montpelier.
So you shot right here at Thomas Jefferson's home up the
right
hill.
Here in Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. And we really wanted to go to the places. One of the things that I think guided us in this project was trying to not only look back at them retrospectively, but from our perspective in the 21st century, but to look at in their time, where they were standing, what they were doing. And in order to do that, we had to go where they were and film the places that they actually lived and had slaves and did also the amazing things they did with the Declaration of Independence and writing the Constitution and all that. So I think that gave us an interesting perspective to actually go and film and not just rely on some paintings, which, of course, there's no film from that era. There's no photographs. If you want footage, you got to go get it. So in doing that, we kind of tried to go back in time, if you will, and look not only at them from our perspective, but try to get into their minds and into their culture to see what they were dealing with. Because this was an incredible time for change in the the founding of our country, but also for issues like slavery. It had never really before been tackled. And so this generation was really the first one where people were starting to say, hey, this needs to end. And here the founders were, many of them directly involved with the economy of slavery, and they had to figure it out. And so I think we try to go down that path and see what we could uncover, talking to a lot of experts and historians who are familiar with the subject intimately.
So you're both a couple of Southern boys. Troy, you're from Virginia. Chris, you said you're from Georgia?
I live in Georgia now. I'm from South Carolina originally.
Yeah, okay, all right. So you've been around. So I think you bring a perspective that maybe a Yankee like me couldn't have done. Troy, you, the director of this film, right. Who were some of the subjects, the people that you spoke to, and how did you track them down?
It was kind of a situation where once we got the first, we got a guy named Thomas Kidd, who's a professor at Baylor. We got him. He's written a few books. He's pretty well known. And it's sort of a snowball effect. Then we said, oh, well, you interviewed Thomas Kidd. And then we were able to go to Mount Vernon. We went there three times, actually. We interviewed a guy named Richard Beeman, who's written a few books about the Founding Fathers, and just sort of snowballed one after another. We went to Montpelier and interviewed Kat Hemhoff, the president of Montpelier.
And who did you talk to at Monticello, or did you just film up there?
There was a woman named that we interviewed, as a historian named Krista Dirkscheide, is the woman we interviewed at Monticello. And we shot there, we shot inside the house, we shot outside the house. So we shot quite a bit in this area because we went to Highland, what used to be called Ashlawn Highland.
Right.
James Monroe's home,
James
we
Monroe,
shot there
right.
as well. And we went to Patrick Henry's home in Richmond, right outside Richmond. We went to John Adams' home up in Boston. So we went up and down the East Coast to a lot of different historical places.
So this is an 85-minute documentary. You're exploring this topic, the paradox of founding fathers who were, birthed a new nation based on freedom and liberty and equal rights for all people, and yet many of whom are slaveholders, and not just slaveholders, but slaveholding itself was kind of embedded into the foundation of this country. The film is Liberty and Slavery, The Paradox of America's Founding Fathers. It screens today, Thursday at 4, at the Violet Crown in Theater A. So you've come to the Virginia Film Festival. Have you been hitting other festivals, and where are you going from here?
We have hit other festivals. So I think so far we've probably been in about 10, but we are entered in 32, 33 festivals.
And wow.
So all of them have not come around yet. So
yeah,
there's
yeah,
still
yeah.
some in the future.
So you're going
to
be busy.
We've been to about 10. Yeah, exactly.
So is there some place people can go, a website, can go to find out more about this film or more about your production?
Sure. You can go to libertyandslavery.com, and the "and" is written out.
Got it.
A-N-D.
Right.
But it also, if I could say, it's going to be on available on PBS.
Good. Okay.
In February, it's going to roll out so that it's available. It won't air nationally on one night, but it'll be available in all of the 350 affiliates of PBS.
So it's not part of their, it's not going to be under the banner of one of their documentary series like POV or American Experience?
No, but it's in conjunction with Black History Month
Got
February.
So in February of 2017.
Right, exactly.
So we can find out more about the film going to libertyandslavery.com or keep an eye out for it on your local PBS station in February. Thank you both. I've been talking to Troy Thomas, director, Christopher Marshall, DP and editor. Film One More Time, Liberty and Slavery, The Paradox of America's Founding Fathers, screening today, Thursday, 4 p.m. at the Violet Crown at the Virginia Film Festival. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.